producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. In just a moment, we're going to go back to how people deal with fear, because we got so many people who responded, and they were such interesting kinds of ways of dealing with it. And it's something that all of us need to learn to deal with at some point, so we are not panicky. Because panic doesn't actually help you to think any better. And usually when you're in a situation that causes fear, you need to figure out what you can do that will be useful as opposed to just expedient. We were talking yesterday about whether or not technology makes you happier or less happy. And obviously cell phones got involved in the conversation, and I mentioned that long distance keeping in touch with family members was much easier with cell phones because you didn't pay long distance fees anymore. And I was from the generation that we would call, not only the generation, but probably the family, that long distance phone calls were very expensive. So if you went away to college on somebody's birthday, you would call person to person, collect, for Harry Birthday. The idea being that then somebody would know that you were calling to wish them a happy birthday, but you didn't actually have to pay for the phone call. Right. So somebody sent me, a friend sent me an email that said that this week AT&T had applied for approval from the FCC to drop its operator-assisted services like collect calling, person-to-person calling, bill to a third party, busy line verification, which is called BLV, busy line interruption, BLI, and international directory assistance from its operational portfolio. The company, which is the second largest, I guess after Verizon, U.S. wireless carrier, in terms of subscriber count, cites steadily decline in usage of these services due to obsolescence as the main reason behind the move. They seek to terminate these services in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and U.S. Virgin Islands. What I saw last week, which nobody saw, was, or at least nobody that I know, mentioned, was that the phone companies are going to stop giving you 2-year trade-ins upgrades on your phone. And that just sort of got passed last week without anybody knowing about it. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
I know. Don't you count on getting an upgrade every 2 years with your phone?
I've never had a phone last 2 years for an upgrade. I have a temper when it comes to phones. Surprisingly, it's about the only thing that sets me off.
Really? So you throw them or something?
I've been known to throw that as well as... I will say I do have patience for my anger. When something finally breaks and I'm just done with it, I used to work as a maintenance man and had a 6-story building that I could go on top of with a baseball bat and just take whatever I was done with right off the roof. And that, let me tell you, some great therapy. Just take a baseball bat to whatever technology drives you insane. Just make sure you got a replacement.
I'm one of those kind of nonviolent people, but one summer when I was 15 years old, I worked in the bridal registry of the May Company in Denver, and any fine china or crystal that came in, even semi-damaged, you had to break it by law. And because I was the newbie, I got to break all that stuff. And I got to tell you, breaking a $100 plate feels fantastic.
I'm jealous.
I understood how people could throw a brick through a window for the first time in my life, because you think, how could you be that destructive? Because it's fun. And I not only was I not breaking a law, I was actually following a law. But and breaking, an IKEA plate is kind of fun. But breaking something that cost a lot of money was fantastic. What can I tell you? All right, so that's the terrible part of me. I don't do it, and I basically one of the things I don't do for temper is because there's no one to clean it up. You could throw stuff off the roof. Someone would throw me off the roof. All right, so let's go back and see what we're talking about for people being fearful. They weren't angry. They were fearful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jennifer here says, from what I've learned, fear needs to be treated somewhat like anxiety or panic attack. The more you try and run from it, the bigger it gets. I find coming to terms with the worst-case scenario works well. And in worst-case scenario, I mean actually plausible. When you imagine the worst-case scenario and come up with a plan to deal with it, accept that it will suck, but that you'll survive, and though it will be hard, it will get better. Then it's not such a big, not so big and scary anymore. However, if the fear is one that is actually meant to warn you, as in run, because the situation is truly dangerous in some way to you or others, then that's a different story.
Agree. All right, let me just go back over some of that. One of the ways that I have of dealing with unpleasant situations is exactly as Jennifer says, is figuring out worst-case scenario. But another way of thinking about things that are just plain irritating as opposed to or upsetting rather than terrifying is to sort of my metaphor is when you have a cold. Nobody likes having a cold. It makes you feel cranky, your nose is all stuffed up, you feel ugly, you don't hear very well, your eyes get all runny. But you know it's not going to kill you, it's just uncomfortable. So if you can view some of those situations as like having a head cold, it's not pleasant, you wouldn't wish it on anybody, there's not a whole lot you can do about it, but it's not tragic, it's not life-threatening, it's just unpleasant. And so that's my my head cold theory of life. So, but I basically agree. Figuring out worst case scenario is really helpful, folks. All right, keep going.
All right, the next one is Bonnie. If there's no reason for it, put on music. This makes me forget about the fear. I've done that myself quite a few times.
Music, you know, it's. I don't disagree with you. What I tend to do is, I suppose, fear is not, to be quite honest, really very much a part of my life. Anxiety more than fear, which, and they're not really the same. Anxiety is kind of an upset. Fear is a terror. And for me, I agree with you. I think basically we're talking about in either case, an adrenaline response. And so a distraction works. It doesn't always work, but it quite often can give you the breathing space, literally and figuratively, to figure out what to do next. And so for me, reading works. I should try music because I like music. What I discovered is I was going to take my I thought my smartphone had all my music on it, and it didn't. So, like on plane rides or when I get stuck in some place, listening to music really does help. And I've gotten out of the habit because I hadn't downloaded it. So I did download it. So I should try that again. But for me, it's like Liars or Spiderette or Free Cell or reading or crosswords or Sudoku. So anything that uses my brain that really involves me that we have to focus. But I will try music again because I think my stuff is downloaded. So that'll be good. Thank you for reminding me.
Next up, we've got Petra. I believe I'm saying that right.
I believe you.
I pray hard, and I ask for coverage and cast away whatever is causing my fear. And I pray for protection, and if it's really bad and I don't, that doesn't quite cut it, I tell myself over and over the Lord is with me till I can feel it and believe it and the power through it.
Well, and there have been lots of studies that suggest that prayer really does lower your blood pressure, slows your heart rate down, so don't disagree with it at all.
Let's see here. Sally says, prayer and or talking to friends or my husband about it. By being alert and knowing my surroundings.
Yeah, I agree. That sort of not being in the wrong place, paying attention.
Avoiding the whole thing altogether so you don't have to be scared.
Yeah, I think not being in the... I mean, I've done things that sort of remind me not to do them again. Because at the time, excuse me, one of my issues is I'm not very good at saying no. So I'll tape. This means you. So I say yes, and then get in a situation, think, why am I doing this? This will make my heart beat too fast. So you just avoid it next time or leave yourself a note. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so apparently the stock market is up today, for those of you who are worried about these kind of things. I had a long conversation with somebody last night who said, oh my goodness, stock market. And I said, look, if you need money within, if you know that you're going to need some money within the next, say, 2 to 4 years, you shouldn't be in the stock market, because the only reason the stock market going down will make you unhappy is if you have to sell. If you don't have to sell, all this stuff is cyclical. So you just have to wait it out a bit. And remembering, I think I was looking at the high in the 1960s or something was 1,400. And the high in December was 18,000. And the stock market was down about 10% off the high in December because it was down 9% for the year and is now up 7%, so whatever. All right, so the point being, on the other hand, if you're about to retire, you need to have some money in the stock market, apparently, because otherwise there's no hedge against inflation. So it just, I think it's like everything else. When we're talking about fear, you have to figure out where your level for anxiety is and sort of act accordingly. But as I said, my whole thing is, I say, oh, yeah, of course. And then all of a sudden I'm faced with something that's terrifying. And some of the things were worth it, like doing improv was absolutely worth it. It scared the living daylights out of me, but I would do it again. There are times where, for example, I was supposed to go back to work and couldn't get a cab and got into a car with six guys that I didn't know, and I would never do that again. It was perfectly okay. They were perfectly fine. But why? All I could think about is they'll never even find my body. So, and they were fine. But why would you put yourself in that situation? It's just the risk-benefit ratio was just clear off. All right, so let's keep going on this.
Okay. Square breathing, says Peg, while I pray. Multitasking. Not sure if men can do that. If that does, to be fair, I'm not very good at multitasking here outside of the radio studio. If that doesn't do it, I jump into some intense cardio workout.
Well, and look, believe it or not, you're exactly right. That we know that one of the things that prayer does is it slows down your respiration, it slows down your heart, which means that you're less prone to panic. So, yes. And you could say, well, why would cardiovascular work? For the same reason that, to a certain extent, square breathing was on exactly the other side. Because when you do square breathing, you're slowing your respiration down. When you're doing cardiovascular, you're speeding it up. But you're focusing on something else. Distraction actually works very well. Because literally, anxiety is all in your head. That's the whole point.
Next up, and I'm going to have a question after this one.
Okay.
Jackie says, square breathing and prayer and music, and I am unaware of what square breathing is.
You are. Tom is.
I am.
Okay. All right. Let me explain to you. I'm delighted to have the opportunity. Square breathing is not something I invented, although I stole it. Square breathing basically deals with the reality that that everybody alive today has a fight or flight response because any of our long ago prehistoric ancestors that didn't have it got eaten. Or died. So anybody alive today basically has a genetic material that allows you to respond very quickly to a real or imagined danger. And our cortex, the big fancy thing that does crossword puzzles and figures out worst case scenario, is great, very sophisticated, very slow compared to everything else. It's called our old brain, what's called the dog brain, is very fast. It just responds. So it doesn't sit down and figure out worst case scenario. It just says, oh my goodness, run, Will Robinson, danger. All right, so that's the fight or flight response, which makes us respond quickly without calculation, just either run or fight. Now, to run or fight, you use large metabolizing muscles. Large metabolizing muscles require a great amount of oxygen. The oxygen delivery system in human beings is blood. So here's the deal. When you step in front of a bus without even being aware of it, the adrenaline response causes you to do seven things simultaneously without you even thinking about it. You know, it's not a conscious response because it has to be quick or you won't survive. The first thing is that you take in more oxygen. And the way you do that is just by panting. If I asked you how many times you inhaled or exhaled last minute, you couldn't tell me. Because if we had to count our respirations, we wouldn't get anything else done. On average, 16 times a minute. So all you have to do to be in hyperventilation, which is why people wake up in the middle of the night hyperventilating, is to increase your respiration one per minute over a period of time, and you are in full-blown hyperventilation. So the idea being that what happens is that you're now taking in more oxygen. You want the oxygen, so you may feel that you can't quite get into your breath. The oxygen needs to be delivered quickly and quietly and efficiently to your lungs rather than your stomach, because if it goes to your stomach, all you can do is burp. If it goes to your lungs, then we can get it to metabolizing muscles. The delivery system, as I mentioned, for oxygen is blood. So we got to get blood from storage spaces, which is your fingers, your toes, your lips, and we got to get it to your heart. So all of that pooled blood is going to move to your heart. One of the ways that we get it from the heart to the muscles is you increase your heart rate. All right, so we've now got oxygenated blood that's going directly to your lungs. We've got a pool of effective blood that is being sent very quickly to metabolizing muscles. Metabolizing muscles they generate a lot of heat. Body is very heat sensitive, so we need to get rid of that heat very quickly so you don't overheat, and that's sweat. So you get cold and clammy. You can have tingly fingertips and toes and lips. We don't care about digestion at this moment. We care about survival. So we're going to move all that blood from all your digestive functions again to your heart. So you can feel that you're going to throw up. You can feel you have to hit the bathroom. You can feel nauseous because we don't care about digestion. We care about, again, survival. In order to be an effective fighting or running machine, we need to let in as much information as we can. We don't care about what's happening 4 miles away. We care about what's happening in front of us. So our pupils are going to dilate to let in the most amount of information. So you can feel very lightheaded. Again, we're moving blood away from the head, and the combination of moving blood away from the head and pupil dilation means you can feel very lightheaded, very dizzy. The other two effects of hyperventilation, or the other two sequelae, the things that happen, are piloerection, which means goosebumps, and the idea was that our ape ancestors wanted to look as large as possible to frighten somebody off. We get goosebumps. I just forgot the last one. Sweating. I'll come back to the last one in a minute. It just went out of my head when I was explaining piloerection. All right, so these are all of the symptoms of hyperventilation. Make you feel uncomfortable. You think you're having a heart attack. You can't quite get your breath. You feel cold and clammy. You feel like you're going to throw up. You feel lightheaded. It feels really very scary. So, in fact, if you've never had them before, assume you're having a heart attack. You're not going to die from hyperventilation. A heart attack can obviously kill you. So if this is the first time it's happened, call up somebody. Get yourself to the ER. They will do an EKG on you and very likely say, you're hyperventilating. The idea is square breathing slows everything down. You can't just hold your breath and gasp, because then it'll offset it. Square breathing is inhaling to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding to the count of four. All of this is at drjoy.com. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of week again where we look at an issue that is larger than our particular world or our particular corner of the world. The idea is that on Fridays we look at issues that concern us globally, as opposed to our own neighborhood or our own family or our own city or whatever. And I must admit, I'm cheating a little bit today. As all of you folks who listen know, documentary filmmakers are some of my favorite people in the universe because I think they've taken the place of what journalism used to be, which is kind of discovering problems and turning a light on them and also a solution. And the Berkeley Marathon, I had to cheat a little, to be quite honest with you, to kind of fit it in here. But it's such a delightful documentary. And so my conceit here, Timothy and Aretha, is that somehow this is the anti-macho. We have to have life-threatening situations, or we're really not proving ourselves as especially men, because there are a couple of women in this one. So I'm kind of cheating a little bit on this one, but I just thought this was such a delight, and it sort of is all the things I just said. It's the kind of anti, let's spend $100,000 and climb Everest and see if we can't just, you know, survive it kind of idea. So how did you guys sort of happen upon the Barkley Marathons?
In theory, it's a bit of a secret, so it's sort of hard to figure out, especially if you're not in the running world. So we actually ran across an article that was written about it in the Believer magazine. And it was written by what is a writer that's known for writing fiction. Her name is Leslie Jameson. And she went to the Barkley one year to crew for her brother who was running it that year. And so while her brother was out on the course, she had time to, do some interviews and, find out more about what this was about. And so she turned this that she was going just to crew for into an essay, and the essay made its way into the Believer magazine, and that's how we found it.
Right, so Believer magazine is not exactly a mainstream publication, yes?
I mean, no, it's more of a literary magazine. It's published by the Chinese, and so Leslie is actually more of a fiction author, or was, and she, this was one of her first nonfiction pieces, and we came to it really sort of reading it as an essay, as a story, because neither Tim or I are really sort of sports people, I guess you could say. We're not.
You're not jocks, huh?
Yeah, no, definitely not. So that's not really what interests us about it, which is interesting to have something that's basically, called the Barkley Marathon, which to us wasn't necessarily interesting, based on the sports aspect of it.
So what part of it appealed to you?
Well, there were many parts that appealed to us, but I think, some of the main things were just what you mentioned before, is that there was this idea of this thing that's been going on for now close to 30 years that we had never heard of, takes place in Tennessee, that people come from all over the world to do, that only costs $1.60, and you don't win anything. You don't, there's no prize money involved. It's really about testing your own personal limit, and that is, I think, more unique nowadays than anything else, that you're not doing something for the, to advertise it or for the glory of it. It's really about testing your own personal self and what you gain from that. And, of course, then there are all the quirks and sort of bizarre things that go along with the race, which are really fascinating to us.
All right, well, let's talk bizarre, because that's certainly, all right, so we already talked, it costs $1.60,
yeah,
to apply. And the application fee doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be accepted, right?
Correct.
So yeah. Do we know what the criteria for acceptance is? I know that they have one sacrificial lamb every year, which is one person of the 40 that they figure has no possibility of even of finishing one leg. But other than that, is there a certain, do we know what the criteria is?
Well, the co-creator of the race goes by the name Lazarus Lake, and it's far beyond us to figure out exactly how to do all of his mathematical navigation. But he does take a lot of things in consideration, and the first one being that you actually figure out how to enter, because it's not published anywhere. So just figuring out how to enter the race is part of the puzzle.
Yeah, and I think he does take, unlike a lot of other big, sports races out there, it's not really based on so much on what you've done in the past, maybe. He takes people of all sorts of different backgrounds. So they definitely will have to have proven themselves in some way that except for the one, sacrificial lamb, that most people going out there will be able to hopefully find their way, because nothing is marked on the course. It's all up to their navigational skills to find their way. But he doesn't want anyone getting hurt out there. So you have to have some sort of a background in running and navigation and hiking and climbing.
All right. So you can't just be, I just can't sort of decide, well, I have a talk show, so maybe I'll sort of do this. I'd be the sacrificial lamb.
Yes, you would be, definitely.
All right. So we don't know how to apply. There's no corporate sponsorship that I can figure out. So let's talk about, there are just so many sort of goofy things about this setup. So $1.60, how many people apply, for example, on the year that you were shooting? How many people applied that year?
We just got the number of hundreds, and that seems accurate based on the amount of people that you know, that we've talked to, but we don't have an exact figure.
Yeah, so I think it gets larger every year, as Bruce brought about it. There are definitely a lot of international applicants.
All right, so you have to apply. You have to show some credentials. It costs you $1.60, which is awfully important here. So we meet Tim. Let's talk about the origins, about why this started.
Sure. So Laz, as he's known at the races, has been a longtime runner his whole life. He's an ultra runner, and for those that don't know, an ultra marathon is really anything over the length of a marathon. So anything above 26.2 miles is considered an ultra marathon. But many of them are either 50 milers or 100 milers.
So they're serious.
Yes, they're serious. And this one in particular, although Laz says it's about 100 miles, it's really closer to 130 miles. But Laz has been a long-time runner since he was a young guy and has run many roads in Tennessee. And if you see the film, you'll see this amazing piece of art that he put together about how he's run around the state of Tennessee. But he and his friend Raw Dog many years ago knew that many areas in Tennessee and had heard about a prison escape that happened, which was national news in the area. And this prison escapee ran into the hills by the prison and was caught 54 hours later and had only gotten 8 miles from the prison. And that's due to the treacherous terrain of that area. And so they got an idea to run a race in that area because they knew the area, they knew how difficult the terrain was, and they thought, well, this will be a great place to put on a race. Why not?
This sounds like somebody who has much too much time on their hands. All right, so we have a prison escapee.
He probably was a troublemaker when he was a young man. He
sounds like it.
A lot of people would, maybe go and do something else on a Friday night, but he and his friends would go and run 50 miles just for fun. So that's kind of the mentality of these guys, taking on challenges, voluntarily was part of the fun.
All right, so we've got, you applied $1.60. Now, if you're accepted, we have to be honest about this. We have to be transparent. Mm-hmm. There are more costs involved if you get chosen. So 1 year you had to come up with, a pair of socks?
Yeah.
1 year with a white shirt, 1 year with a flannel shirt. So, I don't want you to think that you can enter this race only at $1.60. So it's $1.60 plus whatever a pair of socks cost you. I don't think it...
Anywhere in the paperwork it says that they have to be new.
Oh, do they?
That.
Okay, I was really going to ask that because I thought, I've got a pair of socks. You can see I'm planning this very carefully. All right, so everybody gathers at a certain place, which is not very well publicized, no corporate sponsors, and you have, so there's a time limit. Talk about the elevation for a minute, because that was one of the scary things for me.
Yeah, when we talk about it, it's hard for some people to understand, because we describe the elevation, and it's not at, or how they describe it, it's not at elevation. So it's, at your basic land sea level to start. But throughout the course, there's going to be 120,000 feet of elevation change. So 60,000 feet up, 60,000 feet down. But that's over the course of about 7 or 8 mountain ranges per hill and per loop.
All right, let me stop you, and we'll all catch our breath from the elevation, and we'll come right back. We're talking with Timothy and Annika about one of the craziest races you'll ever hear, and you may or may not want to play. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guests are Timothy Kane and Anika, who have done this really cool documentary called the Barclay Marathons. So we've already established that it's basically the same elevation in 60 hours that you if you went up and down Everest twice, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so this is serious stuff, but everybody is in shorts and it's only what you can carry. You have all right. Now talk about the loops.
Yeah, so the idea of the race is that it's a looped course. So to finish the Barclay, and we should say that when we started this documentary, part of the thing that appealed to us was that the race had been going on for 25 years and only 10 people had ever finished the race. So if that's an idea of how difficult it actually is, and about 40 people run it every year, so it's a very small finisher rate.
So go ahead, keep going.
So the loops of the race is that finish the Barclay, you have to do 5 loops, and each loop is just about the length of a marathon. But as Tim mentioned, obviously the elevation change is very difficult. There are no marks to know where you're going. You have to navigate yourself. There's no aid whatsoever. There's only about 2 water drops, and yeah, you basically have to carry everything that you need per loop by yourself. The only aid you're allowed to get is between loops back at the sort of base camp.
All right, then you have 60 hours to complete the 5 loops. My favorite, the first loop apparently is the come to Jesus moment. Then you have, apparently, they call it 2 fun loops. But the last one is my favorite, where the first person who gets there, assuming that anybody makes it that far, gets to choose whether to go clockwise or counterclockwise. The person after them has to go the opposite direction.
Yeah, right. And that's, you know, the rules sort of have changed over time, and that actually, that rule came about because 1 year there were 2 people actually out on the 5th loop, and they finished together, and Laz thought, well, we don't want to make it too easy on people. So the next year, he made that new rule where if there actually happened to be people coming to the 5th loop, then they would, yeah, they would have to rush.
So they weren't coming in at the same time, or at least they couldn't,
yeah.
They couldn't pace each other.
Well, yeah.
Right, in their books, now you could ask yourself, what about Rosie Ruiz, you know, the woman who got on the train to finish the Boston Marathon? So there are books along the way, no spotters, but books where you have to, whatever your number is, you have to take that page, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that year there were 11 books, you know, paperbacks that have unique titles that are hidden out in the woods, and you come to a book, and whatever your race bid number is,
For that
particular loop.
Oh, it's going to change from loop to loop?
Yeah.
Yes, because your page will be gone.
So, yeah, so you get a new bib number each loop. And Laz picks titles that really taunt the runners. So they run actually under a prison as well. And so that book that year was called The Human Zoo. One of the books is called The Idiot. So he places the titles in particular places, like Almost Home, you know, when they've been running for, you know,
4 days.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got, all right. So now people gather in a place, and presumably if you're accepted, they tell you where to go.
Sort of. You kind of have to figure that out on your own too. He does everything he puts in the way of applying to this race is to sort of weed out the people that really don't belong there in ways of sort of a self-preservation way. So if you can't figure out where to go, then, yeah, you probably shouldn't be running it.
I would say that's the worst-kept secret. And as a matter of fact, that part we just make very obvious in the film.
Yeah. All right. So how do we know when is start time for the race? I'm asking this question because I know what the answer is.
Yeah. So another hurdle is that he does not have a start time published at all, ever. It starts between midnight and noon around a date that they also don't publish. So you kind of have to be there at ahead of time and then basically wait from midnight till noon to know when it'll start. You're basically camping at a campground and they'll blow a conch shell in camp.
Of course.
Yeah. And that means that the runners have 1 hour till the start. And the start of the race is a lighting of a cigarette.
Which, of course, is what every marathon runner should be doing anyway, is lighting cigarettes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let's talk about how it got its name.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know if it's something we want to give away too much.
All right, fair enough. All right, you have to go see the movie to find out how it, fair enough.
Yeah, one of our favorite parts of the film is actually how it got its name. The subtitle is The Race That Eats Its Young, and that's kind of self-explanatory because it is so difficult.
All right, fair enough. So we're not going to give that away. You have to go see the Barclay Marathons. All right, so let me ask you, given all the secrecy that surrounds this, how supportive were the people about you doing a documentary about it?
From the beginning, we definitely hit some walls from a lot of the Barclay family, but not from Lazarus. Lazarus was very welcoming of us and was very interested to see us succeed. So he's very supportive the entire time. And then very slowly but surely, the runners and the extended family of the Barclay, I think, sort of embraced what we were doing once they saw that we were trying to, you know, really not blow this thing open like an expose or anything. We're trying to create something that really showed the spirit of the Barclay and the soul of it and to try to do something that they would enjoy and, you know, the public can enjoy, but without giving too much away. So
So they were okay about it, because that was one of the things. If this is so much secrecy, although as you point out, you don't give away a whole lot. You give sort of the flavor of the marathon rather than, okay, here's how to do it or here's how to prepare for it. And it's amazing to me how involved you get with the runners, you know, that you're sort of rooting for various people. Now, did you guys go the whole marathon?
No, that would have almost been impossible for regular people like ourselves. We were there and we went ahead of time with Laz to find places where we could place cameras. We did everything along with his blessing, so that we weren't affecting the race in any way. We weren't affecting anyone's navigation. It would have been, we would have had to be superhuman people to actually run with everyone. And honestly, that wasn't appealing to us. Like, we don't want to watch a running movie. That's not interesting. And really what Tim said is we wanted to capture this amazing eccentric thing that happens that most people don't know about. And also, in the end, is actually a very inspiring thing to watch, even if you're interested in sports or not at all, which, neither of us really are, is that we found this really unique story that happens in the States that's got a historical aspect to it, and in the end became a true inspiration. And that's what we're finding with people who see it, are they're really inspired by it in the end.
Inspired in what way?
Inspired, I think, to maybe push themselves out of their own boundaries a little bit, to try something new, or to see how much farther maybe you could push yourself in something new or different.
It doesn't have to be running.
Yeah.
This movie for us was kind of our own Barkley. We, at this point, we live in Los Angeles, but we chose to do a story that was in Tennessee and in the woods.
It's kind of a throwback to an earlier time, I think, when, men were men. And, I think there's something charming about it. We're just about out of time, so we've done our marathon. Go see the Barkley Marathons. I think you'll get a great kick out of Anika Iltis and Timothy Kane. Thank you both very much. And I don't think we'll see each other at the Barkley. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.